Okay, here's read number one. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The legal fight over the next round of redistricting in Wisconsin began yesterday. We are still a year away from lawmakers redrawing congressional and state legislative districts, but a former Republican lawmaker filed a request to change state court rules yesterday. Former Assembly Speaker Scott Jensen, with the help of the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, a conservative group, wants to put in place new rules to try to ensure the state Supreme Court, instead of a federal court, decides any redistricting litigation. Since the conservatives control the state Supreme Court, the new rules would obviously favor the Republicans. Outside tonight, increasing clouds, lows around 60 degrees in Milwaukee, 64 in Madison. You are tuned in to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. Okay, here is read number two. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The coronavirus pandemic has cost the University of Wisconsin system millions of dollars. And now, UW System President Ray Cross is asking Governor Evers and state lawmakers for a line of credit, fewer regulations, and the ability to begin classes early in the fall. Cross wants the Republicans, who control the state Senate and Assembly, to convene a special legislative session to make changes to state law that will allow the university system to better respond to the effects of the coronavirus pandemic. The Evers administration proposed a coronavirus relief bill in March that would have provided some of the flexibility Cross is seeking. The Republicans did not include the governor's proposals in their bill. You are tuned into Wisconsin's Political Talk. Okay, here is read number three. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. For the first time in over 50 years, there will be no Summerfest in Milwaukee this year. The board of Summerfest's parent company, Milwaukee World Festival, voted unanimously this morning to cancel the world's largest music festival for 2020 because of the coronavirus. In March, Summerfest announced they were postponing the festival, and it would be held over three weekends in September. That plan has now been scrapped. Some of the music artists originally scheduled to perform this summer have already said they will play Summerfest next year, including Halsey, Chris Stapleton and Sheryl Crow, and the Dave Matthews Band. Forecast for Milwaukee and Madison tonight, increasing clouds, lows around 60 in Milwaukee, 64 in Madison. You are tuned into Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. Okay, here's read number four. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Many of the businesses in downtown Milwaukee are connected by tunnels that provide steam for heat and pipes that bring hot water. But during a major rainstorm 2 weeks ago, a tidal wave washed through the tunnels that caused millions of dollars of damage to several of the buildings. Yesterday, Milwaukee's Common Council's Public Works Committee heard from We Energies about the disaster, but a spokesman said they aren't sure what caused the problem. The flooding left hundreds of buildings without heat and hot water for several days and did major damage to the historic We Energies building at 2nd and Michigan. Initial estimates say repairs at that building alone will cost more than $10 million, and it will be at least 2 months before the building can reopen. Outside tonight, increasing clouds, lows around 60 in Milwaukee, 64 in Madison. You are tuned into Wisconsin's Political Talk.